AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Democrats are pushing ahead with a top priority, voting rights, but the effort seems headed for a loss. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Democrats simply don't have the votes to advance voting rights legislation amid unanimous GOP opposition in the evenly split Senate. It would be a devastating defeat enabled by two Democrats who refuse to back rules changes that would overcome a Republican filibuster. Still,
we are moving ahead on our own.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants to force all senators to go on the record.
For the public to see where each of us in this chamber stands.
GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the public's already seen it, a naked power grab by Democrats who are less interested in voting rights and more interested in seizing control of elections.
A faction this desperate for unlimited short-term power is a faction that must be denied it.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is one of the two Democrats opposed to lifting the filibuster. His lifelong friend, University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban, is one of several prominent West Virginians to sign a letter to Manchin asking him to support passage of the voting rights bill. The Omicron variant may cause less severe disease on average, but COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. are climbing. Modelers forecast 50,000 to 300,000 more people could die by the time the wave subsides in this country. The 7-day rolling average has been trending upward since November, reaching nearly 1,700 yesterday, well below last January's peak of 3,300 deaths. The Biden administration quietly launches its website for people to request free at-home COVID-19 tests, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
COVIDtest.gov is in the beta phase right now, which is a standard part of the process typically as it's being kind of tested in the early stages of being rolled out.
This is AP News. No charges in a custody death of a juvenile.
District Attorney Mark Bennett says he struggled with whether a charge of involuntary manslaughter over the death of 17-year-old Cedric Lofton was justified. The prosecutor cited Kansas's Stand Your Ground law in declining to pursue charges, saying a judge would be duty-bound to dismiss the case. Authorities say that Lofton was aggressive towards his foster parents and assaulted Wichita police officers before he was taken to the Sedgwick County Juvenile Intake and Assessment Center in September. When he was let out of a cell to use the bathroom, he punched a staff member in the head, leading to a struggle with multiple staff members. A December autopsy ruled the death a homicide, finding that Lofton's heart and breathing stopped after he was handcuffed while lying on his stomach. I'm Jennifer King.
Last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis labeled critical race theory crap. Today, the Republican-controlled State Senate Education Committee approved a bill to bar public schools and private businesses from discomforting white people by teaching students or training employees about the nation's history of discrimination. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.